Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LA FPI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights. And today I'm going to be speaking with Nandita Shenoy, whose play Washer Dryer is currently playing at East West Players in Little Tokyo. Nandita holds a bachelor's degree in English literature with distinction from Yale University. She's also the recipient of the Father Hamblin One Act Commission Prize from the Abingdon Theater, and her plays have been read at the Kennedy Center, the Asian American Writers Workshop, Second Generation, Salam Theater, the Bleecker Street Theater, the Lark Play Development Center, and the Red Harlem Readers. Her play Lime Park was produced by the Hijira in Washington, D.C., and One Act's Marrying Nandini, By Popular Demand, Rules of Engagement, and A More Perfect Date have received full productions from Greenlight Productions, New Perspective Theater, New Ground Collective, and Eating Theater, respectively. Nandita is a president of the board of directors for Rising Circle Theater Collective as well. So welcome, Nandita.
Thank you. Welcome to you.
Thank you. So Water Dryer, your new show, begins as Sonia and Michael have just married in New York, but there's an unexpected obstacle that comes into their lives right off the bat. They can't even really relax as newlyweds. So can you talk about that obstacle a little bit without giving too much of the play away?
Well, I would probably characterize obstacle as a very common occurrence in New York, which is one's co-op board and the rules and regulations that determine everyone's life in New York and are determined by a force outside themselves. So, yes, as soon as they get married, they start having to contend with a series of rules that make their life a little bit difficult or challenging.
And both of them are Asian, but they don't share the same ethnicity or background.
So that's correct.
I wondered why this seemed like really rich territory for your story to develop.
In terms of their ethnicity?
Yeah.
I think, well, personally, I feel like theater doesn't necessarily reflect, especially the New York theater doesn't necessarily reflect the community that it's in. So I feel my personal life is extremely diverse. I have friends of all different backgrounds and ethnicities, and I rarely see that reflected on stage. So, and since I am South Asian, that's kind of what I know, a lot of different Asian people, and I just wanted to show that side of kind of New York and of our country. I think that we live in an incredibly diverse world, and we just don't get to see that reflected very often.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen that before, and I thought it was a really interesting thing to call out about the play, because I think sometimes we get, you know, just sort of Asian, and everyone has their association with that, whether that's more of the Indian subcontinent, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, whatever that is. But the idea of having Asian people of different ethnicities in the same play, I think, is a really, really interesting idea. But Michael's mom, Dr. Lee, quickly gets involved in our narrative, and then they need to hide what's really going on between them. So I wondered, because she's such a rich character, if you used any particular model in building that character, or if she just kind of appeared in your imagination, fully formed.
She kind of came out of the computer at me. This play very much, strangely, usually I feel like I'm putting things into my computer, but this play I felt like people were coming out at me. And Dr. Lee definitely just jumped out and came to life. She was definitely shaped with the help of several friends of Chinese descent that I asked, you know, very specific cultural questions to. But she is a person that I know who is very familiar to me, and I think hopefully will be very familiar to a lot of people.
Well, the washer dryer of the name of the play comes to symbolize something much larger for Sonia in particular as she tries to navigate all the relationships in the play. So I wondered what you, if you could talk a little bit about what that symbol means for Sonia and why it's important to her going forward.
I think it really is a symbol of what she has accomplished as a single woman. And I think in this day and age, you know, women are so encouraged to be independent and have their own lives and do their own thing, in spite of a lot of obstacles that I think stand in front of women to achieve things that they want to achieve. And I think for her, the washer dryer really stands as a symbol of that. And having to give it up for the sake of her marriage is really difficult. So I think that's kind of her personal struggle that becomes symbolized in this household appliance.
Well, your play is definitely a comedy, but it's also got a bit of a farcical structure. So I wondered why that seemed like the best one to set washer dryer.
Again, the play kind of came out that way, and once I realized that that's what was happening, I just tried to, I guess, lean into that. But I'm a firm believer that when people are laughing, then they're open to new ideas and new thoughts, so I tend to write comedy in general, and I think that a studio apartment in New York City is the perfect place to have a farce.
No need for lots of doors.
You only need a few to get things going. So.
Exactly. Well, lastly, I always like to ask what people are working on next and what we might be able to look forward to from you. So is there anything you can talk about right now?
Well, I have a couple of short plays that are going up actually around the country, and this is really an exciting year for me because not only do I have this production, but I have two short plays that are going up without me, which is new. Usually I am pretty involved in the rehearsal process, but my first short play, Marrying Nandini, is being done in Washington, D.C. for a charity event, and then another play called A More Perfect Date is being done next week, actually, in New York City as part of a series of short plays at a theater called Sticky in Brooklyn. So those are the two things that are coming up besides Washer Dryer.
Fantastic.
And hopefully I will, as soon as this production is up and running, I'm hoping to start writing my next play.
Yay. Okay, good. Good to hear it. So we can all be looking out for stuff for you. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today and break a leg.
Thank you, Allison. Thanks for having me.
Washer Dryer runs at East West Players from February 12th through March 15th, and there's a Pay What You Can performance on February 19th. It's directed by Peter J. Kuo and stars Yuen Chung, Karen Hui, Rachna Katow, Nancy Stone, and Corey Wright. For more information about tickets, visit www.eastwestplayers.org or call the box office at 213-625-7000, extension 20. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.